Lion of the tribe of Judah, we acknowledge your presence. The lily of the valley, we acknowledge your presence. The Elohim God, we acknowledge your presence. Our God that gives beautiful ashes, garments of praises instead of the spirit of evidence, we acknowledge your presence. The author and the finisher of our faith, we acknowledge your presence. Lord, we say, thou art worthy, thou art holy. You deserve the glory. This morning we join the host of heaven, we join the multitude of angels. Lord, we join the four living creatures that surrounds your throne this morning to say, hallowed be thy name, Kalina Esubra no Susupri Andolo Susabia. Delona Asabrenene Custuso Zoprono Custusozi. Jeli Brene Christuso Zoprinagasto Supranagaza. Kelona Azoprina Azopri Andoli Englano Susupri Ati. Jelona asabrado osuzo boliata leglenene kesuzu zubi atale bolianda lebrono oze kelia atabaloso subriate. Father, we say worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, to receive riches, to receive wisdom, to receive strength, and to receive honor and glory and blessing forever and ever. Kaline esuzu bri atonto tobolia dale glano osuzu pia. Declona azabri untolenglen esuzu bri nagostu suzu pia. Jeloba le glano suzu predege suzuba ataya. Declona sabrene neke suzuba. Keluna azobri antone eglanoso. Kineglata palonono suzu pria. Leglonono suso prenege custuso sie. Je libreneke suso poliandaliate. For there is none like you, none can be compared with you. Paluna alzabando o suso briate. Kelono o suso bando o suso bia. Gelulapro o suso sie. Nendolo o suso briate. You are beautiful beyond description. You are marvelous for word. You are like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? Father, we give you praise. My soul magnifies you this morning. My spirit prays your name. Kabalo Susa, Palona Asa, Kendolo Susu Briate. Kaluna Azobri Antone Eglanoso, De Kaluna Osuate, Kelegelo Suso, Predege Susopia, Soprono Osto, Poni Asta. Jesus, you are the love of my life. Jesus, you are all that I cling to. You are more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. You are the love of my life. Yes, you are. You are the all that I cling to. You are more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you. I wouldn't trade you Lord, you are everything to me, my treasure, my priority. Yes. Who can compare with you? Yes. Great is the treasure. Of your royalty, home on Nestor, you truly are everything, morning star, morning star. You truly are everything. Hallelujah, Lord. You are my everything, Lord. I praise your name. You are my all in all. La belolo subria na la via sua. Gendo lolo subria na la bosu subria te. Londo lolo subria ya la dobrina.
Lord, be
All power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. go ye, giving us all that it takes to go, giving us all that was in him, given to him, transfer to us all that the Father has made available unto him, gave us himself as our portion in God. Kalina asopri atuate. Let the church praise him. Let the saints honor him. Let the saints bow to him in worship. This morning, the one who has become all things unto us, so that we can become all things unto all men, so that we are able to save some of them. You are sent to the Lord. I appreciate that Jesus is all that I need. Lamina o suza priata. Yeli antres supri andonigla ate. Kenu asopia atuate. Kabando o supri atuate. Yeluno o peni igloto. Degrato su zubri akwate. Le engrasu su zubri ata. Yalua andono o su zubri ate. Le engrasu zubra ato. Zubra noso. Keli engeli atuata. Kabali endo. Le endoli ikesuate. Jesus said in Matthew 11, he said, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. All things. He summed up the all things in two words in Matthew 28. And said, all things in heaven, in two realms, all things in heavens. Matthew 28, verse number 18, it said, all the things in heaven and on earth, all powers, in heaven and on earth has been given unto him. The divine power that rules from heaven, that rules over the heavens and rules the earth. Jesus said it has been given. It's not that it will be given. It has been given. It is a done deal, that which was given. He said all powers in heaven, all powers in earth has been given unto me. Kaluna asusa biinga ata. Other translation will say all authority, the governing, beloved, right, the power to rule and reign has been given unto me. See the Lord Jesus. Baluni ikanosu suba ate. He didn't pass it on to the beast. He didn't pass it on, beloved, to the animals. He passed it on unto the sons of God, the followers of God. Kalina ekustu zaboni inglano. Keli akundo osusupri atuate. Igloto atuate. He said, my Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son God chooses to reveal him. It means that the Son is a replica of the Father. You cannot see the Son and not know the Father. And you cannot say you know God, and you cannot doubt. When you claim you know God, you cannot doubt the Son. The character, the nature, the attribute of the Father is encoded, divinely seen. It is evident in the Son. When you see one, you are sure that you have met another. Kaline esuzote, kenduso sopriando otuate, igloto poliantre si igalonoso, iginekustuzo sosie, kakampio otuata, lembra asuate, keluno osuzubri atuate, kilandaka kabanu uso, kelonusa pranose, Igloni igalonosu subi atu
ate. Igalo beni asuate. I am not a bastard. I must look like my Savior. I am not a bastard. I must walk in the authority and in His power. Kaluna osu zubri atuate. Kenduso zubra atuate. Kele esri sebi ato. Ustobi atuate. Kenga kakusto zosia. Shalomi akuate. Kele negreso zubra ato. Istuba atuate. Endi edesu zote. Istuba atuate. Ilo bruno osu zote. Iglanosco supra ate, igloto poni aga, kendo suzubri etuate, kele negrata, palonosto zias, iucando osuzubri ate, iglenosto supra ate, iglono osu ate, ende suzubia atuate, ende esuzubri atuate, ende osuate, Endi igalonos supra atiate, ende es subri atuate, endo osuzote, igaluno osuate, indos supra ate, igalomono osuate, istobi atuate, eluna asa, keluno oso susapri ato. Ende ke esuata, kali ato, dobri asuate. Ende ke kesu zubri ata, kali negra asuate. Ende kustu so sopia, ende so subla ate. Ende ke ke libru no osuate. Ende kustu ziate, ende so sopri asuate. Ende ka kustu zosie, de qua ande ga ku asa. Meculonde, iglono osuate, kele negraso supra ate, istopi atuate, lengra asuate, kilonogroso supra eto, kilanagreto supra ata, jacata la petondra asa, keli negratoso supra ate, ente che custuso sosie, Enda atuata, keli akuata, negratoso supra ate, neglanoso suzubri ate, ende esua atuate, endike kosu supra ate, ende esuate, ende gegege susuzobia, kalia atuate, enda kustuso sosie, makroso supra ate, Englene esu supri ate, endu ko susu zobia, ando bolosu sosie, ende ke kustu sosie, kalindero susabri ate, kele negrando susubri ate, ilono bosiate, enda kustu sosie, kele ngrato susu sosie, kelia apia atua, endi akustu sosia, Que le necros sopia, cayando ostopia, que lembra supra ato, o prono os supri ate, que le negras supra ate, enda cus sopia, enda cavalo no osuate, enda sopiata, enda gegege libru sosia, indobo ontesia, ando bolos supra ate, Ende gege kugusosia, kabalonoto supra ate, ingoto kobali asa, illa potri sabate, inglonoloso supri ate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Everything I am is yours. And everything you have is mine. The Father said to the Son, all that the Father has is mine, and all that I have belongs unto the Father. There was no difference. difference between the Father and the Son. He says all the things that the Father has He handed over to me. And He handed over all that the Father has given to Him unto the church. By the power of the Holy Spirit, that the church can begin to run where He has stopped, that the race continue without fail. So you and I saw the Lord Jesus Christ when He looked at the harvest in Luke chapter number 10. Matthew 9 had already said, He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are so few. He said, pray that God will send for laborers into His harvest. I asked the Lord, why did you say, pray that the Lord should send laborers, more workers into the harvest fields? Why? Because the field is His, the seed is His, and the harvest is His also. But yet, when you look at what Jesus saw, He saw a confused group of people. Sick, men, broken, lame, footed, helpless personalities. Personalities with pain, with real problems, with real issues. But yet, He referred to them as His harvest field. Because the word of the Lord told us in Matthew 9:35, it said Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogue and announcing the good news about the kingdom, and He healed every kind of disease and illness. Whenever the Bible says all kinds, it means all manner, from simple to complex. Every disease, it means spiritual, physical, mental, financial. It means every type of expression of infirmity, social sicknesses, demonic oppression. It intervened. Our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, going everywhere doing good, healing all those who are possessed by the devil. He dealt with every pain, every shame. He dealt with the mundane and the beloved, the complex issue. He touched the man. He touched the cripple. He touched the deaf, the blind. He touched every area. He touched the sinner. He ministered even to the saints. He reached everyone and anyone. Why? All that the Father has been given unto me. All that the Father has given is mine. All that I have is also His. He owns the harvest. He owns the fields. He is the one who sowed the seed of His Son. Beloved, whose blood negates the causes that are behind diseases and illnesses. It's that when He saw the cloud, He had compassion on them because They were hopeless men. They were helpless men. They were needful men. They were distressed. They were dispirited. They were beloved. They could not help themselves. Jesus said, "These are my harvest." He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great." They look nothing like great at the moment. He said, "The harvest is plentiful. Can't you see? Harvest is not in the palace, it's on the field. Harvest is not within the four walls of the church, it is somewhere that God is willing that the church will come up our high horse and we pursue after what the heart of God pursued. There are many folks sitting in the pew, but God is saying, I need to have harvesters." He said to us, the church, he said to his followers, the harvest is great, the harvest is large, but serious-minded believers are very few. The workers who are ready to rub their sleeve, they are very, very few. He says, so pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest, ask him to send more workers into his field. He didn't say send more harvest. He said send more workers, because men must be raised for the harvest. Because men, workers must rise for the harvest. It is the workers that are empowered. It is the workers that are equipped. It is those that are ready to get their hands dirty that will require to know the handling of the sickle, to know the handling of the pruning hooks, to know how to carry the basket. He said, pray ye. Beloved, indeed, if there is any harvest, we are in the season of our harvest. Berlina a condus to Zapriate. He said, pray that the Lord will send for harvest. Nation are confused today. Families are in this area today. Challenges everywhere and anywhere. Personalities that need God, they are all around us. Kalina e Kesuzu Briate. Jesus said, everything that the Father has, it has been given to me. It's not for show. It is to be engaged in the God of a season, in the God of a field. You have said to the Lord Jesus, Lord, I enlist myself. Lacuna of Suate. I stand like Isaiah, the church, Rivera's church network, standing like the Isaiah, hearing the word of the Lord. Lord, raise us, O God, as harvesters in your harvest field. Raise me, raise my people, O God, as harvesters in your harvest field. Kalina esusote. And etuata pali etra susabi atuate de conogo le ingrosso pelona atabiate le greto su grandosa cacano susote istobi acuate che le negrosso istoble ne esta pelina angre esua palengri esuate. Ende esuate. Lekuna aso. Ende esuate. Ella bi otuate. Enda baato. Ondi esuate. Ilona asate. Isto prende esuate. Eluno osu atuate. Ingo otobi esuate. Ilono osu priate. Isto bi endro otuate, isto zubri atuate, ele bondo otuate, isto zubri atua, ilone esuate, isto bri acuande, legetos zo, iglato, doble eso, crendo su zubri ate, ilono osto bi andali ate, che le graso zubri ate, isopri atuate, iloma otuate, endi etua, capalone esuate, indolobo sisabriate, igloto, poliato, atua, keleni ikaluate, endo osu ustomoliate, indobo ondeliate, eli akua sabra ato, osuzubriate, ende ke kustuzozozie, rapalo otuate, kelonoso subraate, mekuntonobo ose, isopri akuate, enda asuate, endo osuate, ende ke kustuzozozie, enda pali entresiate, ende ke kukustuzozie, elabi otuate, keluno osuate, lekua andoloso, o subri atuate, endolobo sihita.
Instead, there are many confused, sick, socially, spiritually, physically, in the world. Jesus spoke without hesitation. It was clear in his thought. He said to the Father, everything that I have belongs to you. For what I have is yours, because what you have is mine, because you gave them to me in the first instance. And verse number 18, after Jesus had cried and said, Father, keep them by your power, the power of your name, those whom you have given to me. He said, so that they be one as we are one. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. I sanctify myself. I sent them into the world. I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. I sent them as you sent me. I sent them not powerless. I sent them on a mission. As you send me on a mission to go into your harvest field and reap the harvest, go into the harvest field with a pruning hook. And he said, what I gave them is your word. I have revealed you to them. And I will continue to do so. What is revealed is revealing to us himself, so that we are divinely equipped to go and bring in the harvest. It's not divinely equipped to mark the register in church. It divinely equipped us to get down and be ready to do what he sent us out. The church is a place of divine equipment, where you are equipped to make your destiny relevant, where you are equipped to run the rest of life. Belina e custuso sopianda. Somebody lift up your voice and say, Lord, prepare the church as we gather today to be divinely equipped. Lord, for
what Isaiah 2 says, it said, this mountain of the Lord shall be established upon the highest of the mountain, and all the nations of the earth shall flow into it. And one will say unto another, let us come, let us go to the house of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his truth. For it is the same Christ that ascended. It's the same one that ascended. It's the one, beloved, that gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the church, of the body of Christ. He didn't raise the leaders in the church for them to entertain and to pamper the believers. He raised the elders in the church. He raised the fivefold ministry gifts to equip us not to be idle. Equip us for work. Equip us that we may walk in the harvest field. You are sent to the Lord. Correct our mindset. It's not a day to meet your friend in church. It's not a day to be self-focused. It's a day to be divinely, adequately equipped that you might run your own race. That kidney absolute. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, today lift up your voice as you said to the Lord, divinely equip the saints, divinely equip us by your word. Jesus said, embedded in the word is the transference of everything that is needed to walk in the harvest field, the wisdom, the power, the ability, the strength that, beloved, is required, is available to the word. He said, I have given them my your word. I made myself holy. I gave them all that is needed to be functional in the harvest field. You are sent to the Lord this morning. As we gather in every church across the earth, let there be a spiritual awakening that every believer appearing in Zion to take all of the word of life, to get all of the divine resources, to embrace the divine power required to equip us, not malandi aquas, that our churches will not be maintenance churches, but it will be the beloved, the boot camp, where God raised men to work in the harvest field. Kaline e punasa, kindusa, paline e kloto, peline e gra, sabiato, kendusa, sobri atuate, kelene kosuzote, iglona asuate, keluna o sobri atuate, istobi engla atuate, kakalunoso subra ate, beluna o suzobi ata, iglota sobri ata. You are sent to the Lord. Lord, deliver us from wrong mindset. Church is not an entertaining center. It is a boot camp. It is the place where you go to. And you are saying, this might be my last time, but I appear in Zion so that I can be taught, instructed, guided. I can be divinely equipped to be able to go to the harvest field of God and begin to be one of the reapers. Kaline Estuate. Paul says, Paul planted, Apollo waters. It is God that gave an increase, because every man goes to the harvest field that encountered the Paul, that encountered the Apollos. And as they go to the harvest field, God begins to give them the harvest. You are sent to the Almighty God. Oh God, by the covenant of your mercy, by your spoken word, Lord, today, let the saints be equipped, Lord, to run the race of destiny, to let the saints be mobilized, to go forth to the harvest field, to reap for you. Kabani igalona asabia, che tu so sopri attuate, ne endoli i galonu su sopriate, che tu so sopri atta, endolo mosiate. Those guys that look confused, deranged, those guys that look troubled, those people that look completely beloved, messed up, those who are hopeless, those who are helpless, is raising us as a solution provider, not as an additional problem to the confused situation of our land. He raised the church as a good news, even proclaimer, the answer to the questions, solutions to the problem. You have said to the Lord by your divine word today, Lord, set forth the church into our walls as a change agent, Lord, to reap the harvest for you na ando o susa atia ke lunoso supra ate kende keke kustuzozia paloni igato kendika kapanusa paluna agrasa ende esuate ende susa piate ikolote ekwasa kapaloni igakwasa ento o susubriate Kilakia atuate, endo osuate, eludo oso, conduso sopri atuate, endo sosiate, ende esua caliato, endoso poni igalunoso, endo osu supriate, incota asuate. The religious men come to church with different types of motives. Even if you have been the foundation member of a church and you've been there for life, I spoke to a personality yesterday afternoon. And I said to the person, I said, I would like for us to meet at so-so place, at so-so time. I want us to go and reach a community. And the personality said, but I don't know the place. I said, I will send the details to you. I assume that I've said it, I actually forgot. And just about midnight, the person said to me, he said, I traced the place. He said, I'm just coming from there now with a lot of excitement and said, I am ready, I will be there. But the funniest part of it, he said, excuse me, do you know that that place is 10 minutes from my house? But that was an unknown atmosphere to him, but yet 10 minutes from his house. He said that place is 10 minutes from my house. 10 minutes from my house. Atmosphere. Religious men has turned church to an appointment center. Religious men have turned the church to a performance center. Religious men have turned our churches to Sunday medicine center. Just get something for me at the expense of going of being divinely equipped for God, but God is saying that season is over. Jesus was not in church. He was passing through the booth of the tax collectors. He met a man that was all wrong. 2,000. Nobody is going to challenge them. Do you know how the bill is generated? They can sell one for the price of 2 or 10. Nobody called them to question. They have the backing of the authority. Tracking is not in that time like we have now. So these are men that have been enriched, beloved, by taking advantage of the poor. Season where the poor gets poorer and the rich are getting richer. Do we not have that season in our days today? Men living in the cardboard houses while others are living in the glass house, and yet the church is still having church within the four walls. Jesus went to go and look for one of the notorious men. He called Matthew. He said, "Follow me. Be my disciple." He saw the end of Matthew, even in his moment of beloved, wrong type of job and wrong type of a money-making venture. He said, "Follow me." And Matthew is out there already, faced with all sorts of things. Matthew that was rich through illegal means. Matthew that could be doing drugs. Matthew that could be doing all sorts of things that they are gaining for themselves, but inside they were empty. Jesus said, "Your people don't like you, but come, come, come." These are Jewish men that were abusing their own people because they were recruited by the Roman government. Jesus said, "Follow me and be my disciple." It was only the word of instruction that he needed to hear, because as far as heaven is concerned, is a due harvest. It's an harvest that will harvest many other souls unto the Lord. The word of the Lord, one word, "Follow me and be my disciple." He was not familiar with the word. People will enter our churches today that it is their first time. They have not become familiar with the word. They have not become familiar with the pastor. They have not become personality that say, "Oh, here he goes again." One word enter into the heart of a man that was rich outside but empty inside. So Matthew got up and followed him. There are many Matthews that I must come across today. Lift up your voice. You have said to the Lord, "Lord, the harvest is truly plentiful. Raise the extension of Jesus, the man that we go forth and bring forth the matches. Lord, we open up the doors of our churches, Lord, to the confused but yet look sound outside, to the rich but yet poor inside, Lord, to the famous but yet beloved, even insecure inside. Lord, we open the door of the church. We open the door of the church by your word to bring them in. La kendo asuate, kelina engrato, istomba atuate, istonde eli ingrosuate, istomba atuate, endo susote, istoble entre esusate, istuga atuate, ilongra kapalusote. Kelluna also pre antuate, east of the antuate. Why must we look for Matthews? Because the Matthews have many other folks like them, many other The drunkards, they know themselves. There is such a unity and such a love that exists with them, between them. They share their pain. They know their troubles and their struggles. They identify their own problems. They were like men that were against the world, and the world is against them. They live in isolation, like the Matthews of our day. Beloved, they were the rejects of the society. Beloved, others were looking for personality that is already done. In the same way, the rich men, they also know themselves. They know if they are drug traffickers, they know how they got their money. They know that they might be having fun everywhere, but they have emptiness. So they are isolated from the world and from the church. Their secret is within them. They were their own friends. So Matthew is an instrument to reach men like him. It's an harvest. Jesus, we saw Matthew become one of the catalysts to home church, to house church, to ministry from the home. He said, these men, they have parties in their home. They move from one house to another, from one company of themselves unto another, because they were isolated. They were like a gang. They know each other. Matthew said to Jesus, come and dine in my house. He already knew, because he was the one next to have a party in that house. But many parties that the church does, you keep your pastor up because you still want to do your party like you do when before you became a Christian. You don't allow the other folks to have, at least there will be a Matthew in your party that will hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. This man Matthew, one encounter, refused to make what he had met. He refused to hide it from his friends. He has tasted the honey. Honey is better than sugar. The word of the Lord says to the mouth of David, he said, your word have I found. It is sweet to me and sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb. Matthew has tasted the honey of Christ, the word of God, that the one that the world has rejected can be accessible by the lover of all, not just lover of one. He said, I will not allow the gospel to live and die with me. Capito of society. He said, come, we used to have a party in my house. It's the third, my house is the next. My friends will be there. Come and die. Come and share with us. Belluna of society. I want you to say to the Lord this morning, Lord, touch through the Prevailers Church Network, the matches that we touch, that you will touch their neighbors, touch their community, touch men like them. Lord, men that used to look like they looked, that are looking like they used to look. Capino of Suzobi Arte, Kelly Ento, Susa Arte, you are sent to the Lord. Let your one word shared on this platform today touch the heart of men, through whom you will touch the world. Kaline Esuzobi Arte, Kenduso Sobri Arto, Kelia Akwanda, Apando, Endogoko Susopia, in the mighty name of Jesus. One touch of magic, the word was planted in his heart. He was not ashamed of Christ. He was ready to go all the way. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, come, invited the one who is the word into his home at the dinner table to be a guest. Beloved, and the Bible says, Matthew invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with many tax collectors and other disreputable sinners. You might say that all your friends are Christians, but your social network, there are many personalities that don't even have Christ. And beloved, and they post up on your own platform. Beloved, that is your place, your moment to say, Jesus, that I knew, that I cheer in this commission, let him show up at the dinner table. Let him show up. Turn your social network to a dinner table where you know that your friends will look at what is coming from you. And you say, I share where I get the word. What is a blessing to me on this platform? Making God famous. Beloved, he started from his own oracle, his own familiar friend that they used to live the rough life. Benus the ingot of Tuate. Beloved, if he doesn't reach them, they will reach him at some point and pull him out of where he said he had met Jesus. That is why you must be able to make your God famous. Beluna Asiate. Beloved, the word of the Lord said disreputable sinners. It brought them in contact with the Savior that can overlook their wrongs. Matthew did not preach. Matthew doesn't come. Dinner is ready tonight. You might say, I can't preach. Just sharing the invites of this commission to the summit or to the church, sharing with them out there, and don't cage what you have had. Don't all the grace. Do not all the grace. Lift up your voice. Then you become an ambassador for Christ. You are sent to the Lord. Lord, make me an ambassador for you. Lord, raise in this commission ambassadors for Christ. Kalina e kustososia. Selfless men. Transform men that will want others to be transformed. Change men that wants to see our world change. Lord, let there be an image of transformed men that will transform our world. Let there be an image of changed men that will change our world. Kalina e susubri ata. Kelunoso subra ate, kenduso sobri atuate, kilanakondo o susubri ate, keluno o subri andostosia, sheluno ongla ata, tabile engre, keluno o suate, kenduso susa ate, ikonto osia, isai come. Matthew said, come. Gave the invitation. The woman at the well just went to the village. Come and see a man. He touched me. He told me everything that I have ever been. God has touched you in this commission. God has touched you through every form of ministry in this place. It is no longer because God is going to be demanding, what have you done to the world? Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 13. He said, everything is blamed by the world. Everyone will give an account of what they have done with the world. He said, come. I was like you before, but I met a man. Just come. Come to the dinner table tonight. Don't let us cancel the appointment, but come. The Savior, the Word that has the transforming power, was already there. He said, come. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I don't used to understand this. the people that the Lord heals on this altar. From cancer, two times cancer, God healed those two times from this altar. I was going to do a 58th birthday and they called me. And other siblings, they were Muslims. So as they called me, they already called their Lafa also. And so the coordinator said, Pastor Ellen, you only have 5 minutes. I have 5 minutes on the day of Touch Heaven program. That I leave Touch Heaven program to come here. He said, I said, why? And the person said to me, he said, because they will do Assalamu Alaikum, Assalamu Alaikum, some kind of Muslim thing they were going to do. I said, yes. I said, that's not what I was told. I am glad that you told me you will do Assalamu Alaikum and Assalamu Alaikum. That is the platform created for me to reach out for people that used to be like us. And initially, I wanted to be angry. I said, you called me, is it Allah that saved you or Allah that healed you? But God quickly reminded me, this is the atmosphere. This is the moment. If I don't have a comeback to meet any of these people, they must hear about me today. By the grace of God, you know what Pastor Ellen can do? By the time I took the microphone, honor the God that does the work, have opportunity to reach out to the people. And I see different people coming out. One of the ones that stayed with me on that day was a man that came and said, I wish I had met you when my own wife was sick. I said, not me, you wish you had met Jesus. But your wife has passed away now, for you have a life to say yes to Jesus. I see those who were like Muslims. They were saying amen to the prayers. I see a number of people coming to talk to me after the meeting. Beloved, I did not see it that way before. Yes, they will not do their drinks or whatever when I'm present. I'm sure the atmosphere has changed. So other things cannot thrive in that environment. He said, come. But today, I see that we've come into a season in my generation where people are doing 58, 48, 68, and all of those things are going to happen. And you are calling the people that you know from back, that you have gone in the world with. And beloved, they are not changed. The best, the time you will help them is the time that you bring Jesus to them, to your party. Why don't you organize your party for the Lord? Kami on this, Kabanoso, taking Jesus to your oikos, and just say, come, come. You already know that my friends don't know God, they will be here. You are saying, Lord, use my party to change life. Use my this setup. Summer is here. You move from one party to another. Some of you don't even go to church on a Sunday because you already slain. You came in so late. You have already tired yourself out in a party. But that party, you don't make any difference there. You don't. Nobody knows who you are. You are still doing what they were doing in the party. God is saying, change it. Change it. Take me with you to your parties. Beloved, we are speaking to the body of Christ and to our church today. Lord, anywhere, Moses said, anywhere you will not go with us, don't take us there. You have to be ready to take him. to where you are going to make Christ famous in your oikos, in your arm. If Christ is not going to be famous, the problem is not Christ, it's the believer. It said the harvest is few, is full, but the laborers are few. The harvest is plenty. It said God raised the laborers, and you have been raised. You have been raised. You have said to the Lord, Lord, in Prevailer Church Network, today, locally, England and Nigeria, let harvesters begin to emerge. Selfless men, men that love God and want God to love others through them. Those who have been reached by God and want God to reach out to them. Kalina estu supri art, kelunoso supra art, kelenekusoso supra art. We have said to the Lord, Lord, the word that goes forth, Lord, through this commission today, let it begin to position men, rest men, all to go forth and declare the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Kabenusa paliate. Somebody said, Father, show me the platform that you already prepared for me. That platform was in Matthew's house. Your platform can be Twitter. Your platform can be Facebook. Your platform can be your office, can be your dinner place, or a restaurant, or even your own home, your neighborhood, the working centers, the field where your kids play. You are sent to the Lord. Christ must not be unknown through my silence. Lord, let Christ be seen. Lord, to me, Kabanusa, Palaande, Kendoso, Supraate, Kenine Esto, Prendusaba Aza, Kenonoso, Supraate, Endosuzaate, Endosuzobiate. Christ must not be unseen. Lord, to my silence, Christ must not be infamous. To my quietness, Kabano Asiate, you are sent to the Lord. Unravel in Prevailer Church Network, Kabino Osusubiate, Kaluna Osubrate, Kenduso Subraate. You are sent so that through you others can be sent. Joseph said to his brothers, he said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good for me. He sent me ahead of you to preserve life. God set off ahead of those who want to be sent so that we can become a minister of reconciliation to see them reconciled unto God. See your kids reconciled to God. See our friends reconciled to God. You are sent to the Lord Jehovah. Lord, engage me. Kaluno o supra arte. Nende esu supri arte. Kelonu suma arte. Kendo su supri atua. Lagetua sapra arto. Ondo o suate. He said, if you are ashamed of me, I shall be ashamed of you. Those who are ashamed of him before men, God said, I will be ashamed of you. But those who honor me before men, I will also honor them. They will be honored by my Father who is in heaven. Those who treat me with disrespect, I will treat them with disdain. You are said, Lord, anyone under the sound of my voice, today it shall be impossible for you to dishonor God. It shall be impossible to be ashamed of God. It shall be impossible to see the harvest that I right wasted. Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Kabano osu grande esto, Beli ingra pata, Kelunoso suzubi arte, Enga kusto sopri ata, Kalinegre suzubi arte, Endomo suzuzosie, Istomo di arte. The harvest, they are not already sorted. Religious men saw Jesus dining with disreputable sinners. They never know that his presence makes a whole lot of difference. Jesus, if he can go to the tax collectors and speak, it is like you taking me to your party and expect me to just watch and wait and walk out. It is a lie. Don't invite me if you don't want Jesus to be made known. The Pharisees saw Jesus sharing tables, sharing food with disreputable sinners, with rich men that were rich through illegal means. They said, "Where is Jesus? Eating with this common. Why should he be eating with the sinners?" Jesus said, so that you will know. He said, elderly people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. When you go to the hospital, they will classify illnesses as small, medium, and complex. So accident and emergency, some people will go there. They sit there for hours. But yet some people come in and in about a moment, they are life-threatening diseases. So they need an immediate surgery. They are attending to them like right now. When you call 999, is there, is the life, is your life threatening at the moment or not? If anybody is invading you, anything happening to you and is not threatening to your life, they will give you another number to call. Call 110 or 111 or 101. Jesus said, those who are not sick have no need of a physician. Those who are not sick, helping us to see that sickness is not only about physical infirmity. Those guys, the tax collectors, they were physically standing, no broken nose, no broken teeth. Their bodily organs were intact, but their soul was sick. They carry a genetic code of infirmity, of sin inside of them. And beloved, it's the one that manifested in the way they cheat, in the way that they were isolated from the people, in the way that they can look at other folks and treat them badly and cheat them, making the poor to become poorer, raising angry men that are saying we have been abused, misused, and nobody is fighting for us. These people have been backed up by authority, but they don't know that they were sick folks. There are sick people driving limousine, and there were old men riding bike. There were sick people owning aeroplanes and jets, but yet they were sick. But because the life of a man is not defined by the abundance of his possessions, Jesus said these were sick people. So it's not only the others that were confused. Jesus said, I have sick folks in different levels that only needed to hear my word. Hear some of the folks in the church as they come. You have it on men, but come. Jesus was looking at those folks. He says, you men, you don't need me, but I came to doctor the sick. And the sick I'm doctoring are these rich folks. That you that were not sick, you are angry traffic as long as the believers refuse to touch them in their sick area. They will continue to become rich and you will continue to be angry. Their soul was impoverished, but they have substance everywhere. I want us to pray to the Lord this morning and say, Lord, start from me and the prevailer, give me the key that will bring that will bring the key to the heart of the soul that is sick. Labina Osuate. The anyone that is in need of the Savior, regardless of their physical appearance, their physical platform, their physical position, you have said to the Lord, Lord, use me, use me.
Network and parade your vehicles or parade yourself.
It is a place that God said. He said, this house shall become the house of prayer for all nations. He said, but the religious folks have turned into the den of thieves, where self-interest prevails against God's interest, where self-desire, beloved, is superimposed above the desire of God for the harvest. You have said to the Lord, every wall that is erected through religiosity in our churches, pull them down. On our one, pull them down. Every wall of self-interest, every wall of self-desire, pull it down. Let the desire of God, love, be the primary desire in our lives. Capinose, Kelly Ansley, Susupra Ato, Kelly Androne Esuate, Kilandeke, Susupri Ato, Kelly Ando Oso, Supra Ate, Endegegegelunosiate. In the mighty name of Jesus, that is why I am persuaded that the church can never be stopped. I said to people, when you dream that the church is stopped, you had a bad dream. It's from hell. It said, I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not be prevail against it. There is no authority on earth that can stop the church. No matter how wild, the church will still be carried on. If the authorities of earth have done everything in their power and they cannot stop the wicked, and we are still having the Isil and the Isis and the Bokonaras, I am persuaded if you cannot stop, beloved, the man has no authority and power within themselves to say, today we eliminate every wicked personality. They don't know all of ever. But the one that has the superior power to rid wickedness out of the earth is God. And so it will be impossible to stop the church. You are a church. If they stop us gathering, are we not still having church? Beloved, the church was going through a persecution time. In Acts chapter number 11, believers, those who have encountered the world, they were scattered everywhere. There were agents raising men for God. They have just wasted the life of Stephen. They killed Stephen. If you remember, Stephen was a deacon. He was the one who preached unto the Enoch and got him baptized. It was the same Stephen that they stoned to die. So that I was killed through stoning. And don't you get it? Heaven was open. Stephen saw the Lord. He said, Father, forgive them. They were just a means of transporting me to where I belong. Forgive them, Lord. He saw the higher glory. Why? He has done the deeds that I was here to do. And so Acts 11 from 19, where saw that persecution of the church was so much that everybody scattered everywhere. The more you scatter the church, the more the church increases. Some of them went to Phoenicia, Cyprus, Antioch. What were they doing? They were propagating the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is in you will flow out from you. That is why every opportunity you must get the word. Every opportunity we ministers must minister as if there is no tomorrow. Beloved, every moment that you have, you must cherish it in the presence of the Lord. All those men were taking what they have. They were spreading it like seed. He that scattereth yet increases. They were spreading the word. They were not catching the word. Beloved, lift up your voice. You are saying, beloved, they were under complete hostile oppression. Men were walking church, the more the church was going everywhere proclaiming Christ, the more they were scattered, the more they were persecuted, the more the world was traveling everywhere. You are saying to the Lord, even in my situation, let Christ be seen. Let Christ be made known. Kalina also sobriate. The more the Daniels were facing trouble in Babylon, the more they were making their God famous. Kalina also sobriate. Kaluna also ate. Kaluna also ate. And also ate. And so see. And also so ate. Ilona also so ate. Ella beyond the Elusosia. They were locating people like them and they were telling them about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were unashamed to say, we might be persecuted, but we have discovered Christ. And they were sharing him everywhere. Beluna of Suzubriate, Keluna of Sate, every Jew in that community, they were saying, here about Christ. Beliata, one of us, our brothers, has been killed, but we have this message of the gospel. It cannot be silent. Some of these believers were people from Cyrus and Cyrene. When they came to Antioch, they spoke also to Greece. And they, beloved, those who come from other cities, they were also speaking to non-Jew, spoke also to Greece, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. So your situation is not meant to maim you. It's not meant to keep you focused on the devil. It is meant to propel you. Paul says that we, our active body perishes, but our inner man is renewed day by day. Our inner man is renewed day by day. The more you declare him, the more bold, the more confident you are, the more you refuse to be silent. Christ must not be unknown to my silence. Kalina Asate. And the situation and the circumstances that the devil wants to use to stop you from proclaiming Christ. You are saying you cannot stop me. I have set my hand in the plow. There is no looking back. I refuse to be silent. I refuse to be stopped. Kalina Asobiate. Endo Susobiate. Kelly entre si igaluata campalo nu su sosiech nendo otuate endo lobo su subriate endo su zaate for they ante know the message that the harvest is plentiful. They were making Christ know both to the Jews and to the Greeks. 1 Corinthians 1:24 is said to those who believe Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. Wisdom is applied knowledge of the word of God. Power is not for show. Power is to do work. It's for the race of destiny. This man, in spite of the old world that was against them, they were making Christ known. Beloved, and God was confirming the word, working with them with signs and with wonders. You have said to the Lord, Lord, in our churches today, in every soul that comes in contact to us, let Christ be made known. Let Christ be made known. Confirm your word with signs and with wonders. Kaline estu sobiate, pelunoso subraate, istuga atuate, kelone ecustu sosia, istubaate, indega estuate, iloma otuate, inda asuata, labro ote, kendoso subraate, istuga da custose, indole engrasa, kilonono suzote, Isusopri atuate, endo susopia, caluna asotue, ensopri atuate, calono osso subraate, igelo otuate, nendo loboso, sepri atuate, tabali endo, esusopri atua, indoblo otuate, endo bi asuate, isopri atuate, enge etuato, lobro osua, ingalo osuate, endomo susubriate, iglono osusubriate, kelono osusubriate, endomo osusote, iglona asuate, isopri acuandole, lengrasa, pranoso, supra atuandalagasuate, iglona osusubriate, kilono osusote, kendoni ikalonasa ziate, kelluna osupri atuate, kelluna osupri ikalonasa, kaline ekrato, doble eto, sopri na custusosie, kila mandrosu zabia, kandoli eklenoso, supra ate, inglono osusubri ate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. That's why God has a good sense of humor. For the very first time today, by the grace of God, we will have our church service on the Facebook Live. The venue is not available for us today. The venue will be available for the summit. But church cannot be stopped. Church cannot be stopped. So they are giving us platform to reach a wild world from another platform that God has given to us. The Twitter is there for us to use to reach out to our world. Not beloved, just you cannot stop the church, full stop. We are reaching out from every platform that God has given to us. He said, as they were scattered, yet they were speaking and preaching the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord was helping the believers, and a large group of people believed and turned to the Lord, because there is no persecution. The even death, that is why Paul can say, what shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? What is it that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? The other day, some weeks ago, the church was not available, the venue was not available. The Lord said to me, even before they told me, God had already spoken. I saw that we were having a church service in a place where there was, I could describe the place. The Lord showed me the detail of the place. And I don't know what to do. I was saying to the Lord, I don't know that place. Until I reached the place, I told the church people, I said, meet me in front of church. The venue is not available today, but meet me outside of church. And beloved, on my way, I saw the place that God told me about. It was a pub. I saw that opposite the pub was like some kind of pool. I saw that on the day, rain was falling. And I went into this pub. I said, can I hire a room, because you do functions? Can we hire a room to use today for service? Those who prayed with me the night before, the day before on Thursday of that week, they knew, because I did not know that we cannot have access to the venue until Friday till 6 p.m. on the last day of our fast for the nation. They told me, they said, we don't hire our rooms out on Sundays because Sunday is very busy. And I said to them,
Today is the last day of our fast for this nation, and we could not use our event center where we use it, but we must have church here today. The lady said to me, let me call my manager. The manager came and repeated the same thing. He said, okay, what time are you going to finish? I said, 1 o'clock. You know it's Pastor Helen. We have two services. Two services jam-packed as one on that day, right in that pub. The man said, I will set up this place up for you. When you come, we'll give you water. Anything else you want, let us know. We had church without paying a penny. They didn't collect a cobble from me on that day. And we are church. We cannot have church in any other way. God cannot reach us more than the way he reached us in that place. And as soon as we finish service, there is the pub. So it means everybody also we have to share fellowship. We've finished all of that. That is where it started. The church of the living God cannot be stopped, full stop. Everything the Bible says, Romans 8:22-28, it said we know that in everything God works for the good of those who love him. They are the people he called because that was his plan. God knew them before he made the world. And he chose them to be like his son, so that Jesus will be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. How did he choose us? He chose us in him before the foundation of the earth. The son came to proclaim the Father's love to the world. And he chose us for that same thing. Kilani Akwaza. God planned for them to be like his son, and those he planned to be like his son. He also called, and those he called, he also made right with him, and those he made right with him, he also glorified. So why is God doing all of this so that they can be instrument by which many other souls are raised? So what did the Bible say? So what should we say about this? If God is for us, no one can defeat us. He did not fear his own son, but gave him for us all. So with Jesus, God will surely give us all things. With him, all things have been given unto us by his divine power. But the power is not, beloved, to be wasted. It's to do a work. It's to run the race. It's for you to know. He said, the world hated them because of me. The one that gave us himself is the one that raised us to reach those who are yet to know about him. So you will see Paul speaking in the book of Romans. He said, can anything separate us from the love Christ has for us? Can troubles or problems or sufferings or hunger or nakedness or danger or violence, as it is written, for you are in danger of death all the time. We are in danger of death all the time. People think we are worth no more than sheep to be killed. But in all this, we are more. We are completely victorious through God, who showed his love for us. Yes, I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor ruling spirits, nothing now, nothing in the future. There is no power that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So the enemy will sponsor discouragement, despair, distraction, only targeting those who do not understand why he has given us himself.
are rising against the power that are opposing you. You have said you have eaten it all. You have gone too far. You still cannot stop me. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Therefore, the hand of the Most High God shall perform his deeds. He is the Almighty. There is nothing impossible for him to do. Adonai God will worship you this morning. Kaline esto sobre atuate. Kaline esto sobre ate. The persecution cannot stop them. The opposition cannot stop us. The oppressors cannot stop us. Kaline esto ate. Kendo sobre ato. Kaline esto sobre. Kaline esto ate. There is no place in anywhere in the world where you will not have a Christian, one believer. You one person. Matthew was a one person. The woman at the well was a one person. Joseph was a one person. The Daniel and the three Hebrew men, they were four persons in Babylon. But yet they made Christ known. That is why we are saying, Lord, let Christ be made known. It and through us today, Kaline Esusubri Atua, Kayando Oliate, Kelene Cross, Supra Ate, Kaline Ekrasuso, Kelonoso, Supra Ate, Kelene Cresuba Ate, and the Sociate, and the Esuasa, Pra Anduate, Kelonus to Sosu Atua, Kalona Ocususo Ote. Kaluna osobri ate, kelingra asu ate, isopri enda kuaza, kelona osu ate, kendo osu subri ate, kelona osu ate, endo susubi atua, kaluna asu ate, enda etu ate, endo susosie, kaluna osi ate, enda esu ate, endo osu ate, and esuate, and osu subriate, kaluna osuata, kayando osu subriate, kaluna osobriate, kaluna osuate, negra azo, on the esuate, on the osuate, and esuate, negra azo, esu subriate, and esuate, and usosiate. And osuata, kayando osu subraate, iklona osu subriate, kelona osuate, istopre esuate, and susobiate, keluna osuate, ilondo okuata, kali atuate, endro susubrate, endo osuzote, kilegre esuate, Kilondoso supra ate, Kelly entraso supra ate, Endos subiate, Endos subiate, Endos subiato, Keluna osuzote, Isopra osuate, Isopri aquate, Kelona osuate, Isopronda equata, Kelona osuzote, Indolobos subiate. Kaluna asabriate, endo osuzote, ikondo osuzote, likonda asiate, kelono osuzobriate, kilono osobriakuandaria, kaluna asopria, kaluna oprono osu, istumali engresuzote, indaka kaluno osozie, kaluno osobriandostesia, Kaline ekrato subri atuate, endomosu zope, keluna osobri atuate, keluna osu subri ata, kayando otuata, lembre esuate, kelono osu zuzabia, kalono osuate, lengre esuate, iklono osu subri ate, kelono osu zote, inglono osu zobri ate, Kando suzubri atuate, kelono osuzubri ato, kayando osuzote, kilamonoso subraate, kelono kusuzosie, beluna agasuzoote, I Minimon Grossiate, Kilono Osusubriate, Icolondo Susabiate, Endegeke Custusosie, Istobondo Osuate, Ilobo Osuate, Isopro Osuate, Isopronde Equata, Kelene Esusubriate. Blessed be the name of the Lord, our God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So the word of the Lord says, that God walks with those who commit to the word of God. By the way, we can also do free conference call. We can on our existing conference call. Very soon we'll be dialing in at least a couple of times in the month. It will be video calls, because we already have that facility. Today is a trial to see which one can actually carry us all the way through. Because Faith Clinic, I saw certain things taking place in the Faith Clinic today. And so there's no venue availability or venue and non-availability cannot stop the work. God will use what the enemy meant for evil, he will use it for our good. The word of the Lord said the Lord was helping the believers. And a large group of people believed and turned to the Lord. The Lord was helping the believer. The Lord was helping the believer. The Lord was helping. The Lord was helping the believer. And a large group turned to the Lord. The church in Jerusalem heard about all this, so they sent Barnabas to Antioch. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. And when he reached Antioch, he saw how God has blessed the people. He was glad. He encouraged all the believers in Antioch always to obey the Lord with all their hearts, and many people became followers. Then Barnabas went to the city of Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found Saul, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, Saul and Barnabas met with the church and taught many people there in Antioch, the followers were called Christians for the first time. Christians were scattered abroad. They made Christ famous. They saw the deeds of God. God was reaching their world, their continent, their environment, using the platform that the enemy thought was a scattering platform to use it to become a platform for doubly fruitfulness. Exceeding great impacts were made. Beloved, when the enemy throw his best blow, God said your best is nothing because you've just given me room to manifest. Kalina e kustuza ato tobi atuate. You are sent to the Lord. My problem will not be a deterrent for making Christ famous. My challenges must not be a deterrent for making Christ seen. Christ is the center of my life. His investment in me will not be wasted. Kaluna o susubri ata, kanda akua atuate, ende esua atuate, kelene krata kabasu sopi. The very Saul that was found at that time, that was brought to the place where the church was, is the same Paul that the Bible says in the book of Philippians, for chapter number 1, verse 21, Paul says, this Christ, it means everything to me in this life. Is the source of my joy, the very reason why I live. It's that Christ means everything for me in this life. And when I die, I have even more that is for me You have said for every minister connected to this commission, Lord, let me sow the seed of the word to those who will make Christ famous. I must not invest my life, my destiny, invest the word of God into wasters of the seed. Those who want to be comfortable and do nothing in the time of harvest. Kalina esu supriata. Kayando osu supriate. Kelono susa. Paliando. Kenuko. Kundaga. Kondolo su supriate. Introsi ilono osia. Kilapia. Andra ata. Those who are God-centric, Christ-centric, not selfish, not self-centered, but those that are committed to kingdom agenda. Lord, let the investment of my time, that is why Paul said, my sons, in whom I traveled again, until Christ be found in you. My assignment is to equip you. My assignment is to raise you, so that through you, Christ can raise all of us. You are saying to the Most High God, Lord, I am ready. Kalina estu sorte, kendu sobri asuate, kaluna ostu sorte, kendu sobri ata, kaluna ostu sobri ate, kaluna ostu sibri atua, kando ostu brande esu, kaluna ostu sobri ate, kaluna asobiato. Blessed be your name, O God. We lift you up. Beluna of Susubi as we give you praise, our God. Father, we thank you this morning for your spirit of grace. Lord, for the outpouring of your spirit in and upon our lives. We honor you, mighty, everlasting Father, our God that rules and reigns in the affairs of men. Blessed be your name. For what the enemy meant for evil, you have overturned for our good. You are working it out in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your investment in us shall not go to ruin. They are investment that brings about the proclamation of your great grace, Lord, to those whom you have sent us to reach. Thank you for announcing Christ through this commission to our world, to our families. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your name, for we are prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and thank God for your life. Thank God for you being in the kingdom for such a time as this. Praise Him, the only God. Praise Him, the Most High God. Praise Him, the El Elyon. Praise Him, the mighty and everlasting God, the God that rules and reigns in majesty. Praise Him, the only one of Israel. Baluna osu subriate. Blessed be your name. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Father, we bow before you this morning. I have come as your servant, and together with the men and the women that you have chosen alongside of me to serve you in this commission, we have come to give you praise. We have come to give you worship. We have come to adore you. We have come to say thank you for the privilege and the honor that you have given unto us as individuals that serve you, and as, oh God, members of this commission. Thank you for the privilege that you have given unto us to serve you by serving your purpose in this commission. Lord, we bless your holy name. Let your name be glorified now and forevermore in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you for you perform your word unto your servant. You execute your word unto us, your messenger. We give you praise, O God, our Father, that you that have started a good work in us, you are able, you are faithful. You will establish your counsel. You will make the place of your feet glorious. Thank you, for you perform your word to perfection in exceeding and great measure that surpass our imagination, that surpass our expectation.